But that said, you know, okay, you're a political party. You know darn well the signs aren't going to win the election for you. But the absence of signs could lose them by convincing everybody you haven't got a chance. That's why everyone has to play it. And then once you're playing it, the number of signs is part of the game. The size of the signs is a second. The visibility of the signs from really good location is a third. And once you decided to have a sign, then the bigger the better, and in the better location the better. It's just a minor part of modern elections, but a significant part, and it's not going to go away. And the Supreme Court, you know, is making it harder and harder to regulate it because it's an expression of free speech. So, yeah, learn to live with it, get used to it.
My name is Melanie Thomas, and I've actually got a question about campaign finance. And my interest in campaign finance is actually mostly academic, mostly because my supervisor made me read about 24,000 pages of the Gomery testimony to find the campaign finance story buried in Gomery. My concern with the Gomery with how Gomery shaped up and the change in the campaign finance legislation is that the loophole that allowed Jean Brault to siphon money from his business directors into the Federal Liberal Party is actually still present in the federal campaign finance legislation, that individual directors of any business or union or any organized group that's not an individual can still give money as individuals and be reimbursed by their broader organization without very much check from the government or from the legislation or Elections Canada on that. When I was reading the Gomery testimony, it became clear to me that that was the catalyst that led to the sponsorship contracts and all of the other things that we associate with scandal that came out of the Gomery inquiry. So my question to you is whether or not you feel that the current campaign finance legislation should be amended, and if so, how you would amend the legislation.
That's Harold Jansen's question. It's not mine. Okay, when I said there's an important philosophical argument at stake here, that this changes the nature of politics in very complex ways, because it changes the relationship between political parties and their members and between political parties and the other voters they're trying to win over. Under the old model, now totally discredited, you can only run as flashy a campaign as you can persuade people to give you the money for. And if nobody's particularly interested in what you have to say, you can't get any money to say it. Under the new model, it's taxpayers that get to keep sending money into your party coffers, and then you decide what to do with it during the next election campaign. Now, the one advantage of it is it gets away from your concern about big campaign contributions, buying an election or buying a political party, or worst of all, buying both. And that's what the current campaign legislation is directed to. The other concern, however, is that you are increasing the separation between a party and its own members. Parties that have to go out and raise money are obliged to go out and contact individual members over and over again and take whatever beating your members have to give you. Parties that just sit and wait for the government check to land are in rather a different relationship to everybody in the system. You also create an insider-outsider problem. You make it very hard for a new political party to break in. It starts becoming a closed shop where the existing parties have an enormous head start. So that's one of the, that's why there's philosophical issues involved. As to the details, the problem is, okay, of course the legislation needs to be reformed and tightened up. Legislation always does. Because it's just like, you know, building a levee down in New Orleans and then watching the water come up. The water's going to look for every hole there is. You did the best job you could in putting the levee up, and you filled every hole you're aware of, doesn't mean the thing won't leak. Then when you go back and fill it again and the water comes up again, you'll find new leaks. So, yeah, you've got to constantly keep checking, because what we're talking about is political power. We're talking about its capacity to advantage different groups and actors in a variety of ways. And we're talking about a desire of individuals to find some way of influencing the exercise of that power. In a sense, through the appropriate channels, you want that impulse. It's called democracy. Of course you want the leaders accountable to you. But you also want to prevent special advantage. And you will endlessly be reforming any campaign election law in its interest. And the person who asked the question knows more about the details than I do, so I will admit that and just back away now.
Peter, it's so good to see you here where you belong. For many, many years, you have delighted our audiences. It's always great to have you here. The question I want to ask concerns the NDP. It's evident to many, I'm sure, in Canada, that the old line parties are Tweedledee, Tweedledum, much of the same. The Jack Layton spoke so clearly about, in a fresh way, about so many new approaches to probably old questions and some new questions, that surely, it seemed to me, that ought to be convincing to a chunk of the population across Canada that wants a change, where they can trust somebody that looks trustable. I thought he gave a very clear statement of a campaign position with fresh ideas and that were clearly alternates to Tweedledum, Tweedledee over here. Why is he not appear to get any media attention and almost very little attention from you today?
Ooh, a dig. Okay. In part, it's because Tweedledee, Tweedledum are parked where they think the center of the popular voting intentions are. It's a theory of competition. It worked better with a blackboard. You can diagram it. If you imagine a town that has no grocery stores and two grocery stores are moving into town, where is the logical place for the two grocery stores to be located? And the answer is right in the center of town across the street from each other. You know, logically, any other answer that you give as a person locating the store is the wrong answer. Because if you go out to the outskirts and they go to the center, then they get three quarters of the town, and they will pound you into the ground. If you both sit at the fringes, you're both stupid, but you're lucky it canceled out. The correct answer, economically, is move to the center of town. That's why the Tweedledee, Tweedledum parties have the Tweedle part in similarity. They're moving toward the center. What Stephen Harper spent this whole election campaign doing was minimizing the distance between himself and the Liberals, trying to create as much as possible a situation in which there's not going to be enough difference that you people on the right wing will feel happier. Okay, you got a bit of that. But, you know, basically, most of you aren't going to notice a whole lot of difference. You know, basically, I'm safe, don't worry, don't be afraid of me. The reason why the party does that is it smells victory.